Testosterone enanthate. What is testosterone enanthate? Testosterone enanthate is among the most popularly prescribed testosterone therapy treatments in the world. For better or worse, it is also popular among those that use testosterone for performance enhancement. Testosterone enanthate is one of the cheapest forms of testosterone therapy available, while also being one of the most effective and safest. Most men with low T have minimal issues with testosterone enanthate treatment. Testosterone enanthate composition. Like most testosterone injections, testosterone enanthate is a carboxylic acid ester compound. Esters are attached to testosterone molecules to form a medical compound which slowly releases testosterone into the bloodstream over time. The more esters that a testosterone molecule has, the longer that a single injection provides testosterone. Both the testosterone and the ester compound are synthetically derived. Testosterone is produced in a laboratory environment and is 100% identical to that which is produced by the human body. As the testosterone ester degrades, this slowly provides a stream of free testosterone to meet the body's needs. As with all testosterone esters, there is a general pattern in which testosterone levels ebb and flow. After testosterone enanthate is injected, the body receives a surge in testosterone, generally at some point one full day to 2 days after injection. After 48 hours or so, testosterone levels balance out and begin to slowly drop, necessitating injection every 7 to 10 days for maximum stability, though some doctors may recommend up to a 14-day schedule for certain patients. How to inject testosterone enanthate? Testosterone enanthate is delivered via intramuscular injection, as are most other forms of testosterone replacement therapy. Before delivering the injection, you may be required to reconstitute the testosterone enanthate, saturating the lyophilized powder so that it can be injected into the body. After the testosterone therapy is reconstituted, it is then delivered into muscle tissue. Most low-T injections are a combination of a testosterone ester and an oil solution. Upon injection, the ester compound slowly breaks down, providing a steady stream of testosterone which enters the bloodstream. Testosterone enanthate benefits. Testosterone enanthate provides the same great benefits as any other form of recombinant low-T therapy. Testosterone enanthate is highly effective at treating the symptoms of most forms of testosterone deficiency and is popular for the treatment of andropause, also known as age-related low T. For men suffering from testosterone deficiency, testosterone enanthate has the ability to increase muscle mass, improve mood, enhance sexual desire, and more. Many patients even experience improved sleeping habits. There is even some evidence that suggests, when used as directed, testosterone therapy can be beneficial to cardiovascular health in patients with legitimate low T. Testosterone enanthate results. Testosterone enanthate is one of the most popular forms of andropause therapy because it works and requires injections only once every week to 2 weeks. Most patients suffering from andropause or idiopathic testosterone deficiency experience significant results in a matter of months. As with human growth hormone therapy, you should expect to experience a modest accrual of benefits culminating over the course of around 6 months. If you combine your HRT therapy with a strong diet and exercise plan, you'll experience the best possible results. Testosterone enanthate is a quality means to improve and sustain testosterone levels. Testosterone enanthate risks and side effects. Like any form of testosterone therapy, testosterone enanthate does carry a risk of side effects. The most common side effect of testosterone therapy is suppressed natural testosterone production. The body recognizes that testosterone levels are in the healthy range and signal for lowering luteinizing hormone and follicle-stimulating hormone production. This both reduces natural secretion of testosterone by the testes and adrenal glands, and it impairs sperm production. Another common side effect of testosterone treatment is reduced fertility due to this suppressed sperm production. Using HCG injections can help support both natural testosterone production and promote fertility during testosterone HRT. Other less common symptoms include increased risk of blood clots, gynecomastia, increased prostate size, mild water retention, and acne. When used as directed for the treatment of a legitimate deficiency, these symptoms are much more rare. When testosterone is abused, the risk of these symptoms increases significantly. Testosterone enanthate versus testosterone cypionate. These are two of the most commonly used forms of testosterone injection, both for legitimate HRT use and for performance enhancement. We do not condone the use of testosterone without a legal prescription. Like most forms of testosterone injection, the primary difference between the two HRT injections has to do with their half-lives. Testosterone cypionate stays in the bloodstream longer, owing to its larger ester chain, 7 carbons for enanthate, 8 carbons for cypionate. Whereas testosterone enanthate reaches its half-life in around 10.5 days, testosterone cypionate does so in about 12 days. Patients that opt for biweekly injections may be more interested in testosterone and cypionate, but both are quality forms of HRT treatment. Enanthate has a wider market reach in Europe, whereas cypionate is more widely available in the United States, so this is also a factor. Testosterone enanthate versus testosterone propionate. Testosterone propionate was the first intramuscular testosterone injection ever produced, and is the precursor for all that followed it. Testosterone propionate only has one ester, compared to the seven ester enanthate. Testosterone enanthate is rarely used for hormone replacement therapy because it requires an injection every 1 to 3 days, which is too much for most people when other alternatives are available. Testosterone propionate has found a niche in the bodybuilding community, however. Testosterone enanthate injections versus other forms of testosterone. Testosterone injections are just one of many forms of testosterone replacement therapy, all of which are highly effective at treating the symptoms of age-related testosterone deficiency and other forms of low T. Other common forms of testosterone treatment include testosterone creams, low T patches, and implanted testosterone pellets. Testosterone creams are applied topically to the skin, making them a relatively low-fuss way to use testosterone therapy. Of course, these creams require daily applications, whereas low T enanthate injections only require an injection every 7 to 10 days, making it less of a hassle to remember each day. Testosterone injections do have a slight pain associated with them, which may be a factor in whether you're interested in testosterone enanthate, though there are products which are designed to mitigate the mild pain associated with injections, and most patients consider it nothing more than a mild discomfort. Testosterone patches are similar to low T gels in that they are applied daily, but patches are adhered to the skin in the morning and taken off daily, providing a slow leach of testosterone through the skin for the entire day. Testosterone injections have an advantage over low T patches and creams in that there is a risk of washing off the patch or cream when swimming or performing other activities in water. Patches are fairly resilient, but you still have to be careful. Water is only an issue for testosterone creams for a brief period after application, however. Testosterone implantation is the only form of testosterone therapy that lasts longer than testosterone injections, but testosterone implants are the most invasive form of low T treatment. Testosterone pellets are surgically inserted under the skin, usually in an outpatient setting. The surgery doesn't take long, and the pellets provide a stream of testosterone which lasts for 3 to 4 months. Of course, low T implants are more expensive than other forms of therapy for this reason, so most patients that are interested in a more long-term approach still usually opt for testosterone enanthate and other similar testosterone injection formulations. Where can I find testosterone enanthate? If you're interested in testosterone enanthate for low T, understand that it is easy to acquire, if you have a prescription. We strongly discourage anyone from using testosterone injections or any other form of testosterone therapy without a prescription from a licensed and reputable medical professional. There are also testosterone therapy clinics located all across the United States that can help you find out if you suffer from low T and if you are eligible for testosterone replacement therapy or any other form of HRT treatment. If you'd like to learn more about testosterone therapy, we encourage you to contact us for more information. Find a testosterone doctor in your area. Are you interested in testosterone enanthate or any other form of bioidentical testosterone for low T? If so, we can help you get the treatment that you deserve. We represent a licensed and board-certified hormone therapy center that specializes in serving men and women 30 years and older all across America. Testosterone has helped hundreds of thousands of men across the country experience increased vitality, virility, and quality of life, and we would love to help you experience the same. Our highly qualified clinical HRT staff is just a phone call away. Also, feel free to fill out the form that you see on this page to set up a preliminary phone consultation. Thank you for tuning into this program. We encourage you to explore our website further for more information regarding health, wellness, and hormone therapy.